Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for that wonderful welcome. Speaker Paulson, President Yoakum, thank you for the opportunity to once again address this joint convention of the 85th General Assembly of the Iowa Legislature. Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, members of the General Assembly, distinguished guests, and fellow Iowans, today I deliver my fourth condition of the Guard Address, and it's indeed an honor and a privilege to be here today. Governor Branstad, Lieutenant Governor Reynolds, thank you for being here today. For the past 2 years, you have both been very supportive of the Iowa National Guard. You have demonstrated from the very beginning your strong support and commitment for the men and women and their families and employers. I also would like to make a special thanks to our citizen legislators that are here today. You have done so much to honor and to support the Iowa National Guard over our 175th year history of this organization. The state of Iowa has one of the strongest traditions of any state for its commitment to its National Guard and our veterans. Our success is directly attributed to what you've done for the Iowa National Guard, and we humbly thank you. And I want to especially thank the people of Iowa. Your support of our soldiers, our airmen, their families and employers has been absolutely incredible. Today, I'm proud to report that the Iowa National Guard continues to be mission-focused and warrior-ready. Through all the efforts of our soldiers, our airmen and families, their employers and elected officials, our communities and our citizens, we have demonstrated that Iowa is a state that truly serves together. This is a story that goes back, and it began in 1838 and has transcended generations of Iowans, and it's now carried so proudly by the 9,400 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen who serve today. Here in Iowa, we're a vital link between our communities and the military. Particularly as the size and the footprint of your active duty forces begin to shrink over the next several years. With a presence in over 725 Iowa communities, men and women of the Iowa National Guard have demonstrated to their neighbors a sense of commitment and service that's the very best that this state has to offer. And the performance of these men and women over the past decade, both combat overseas and emergency response, here at home has written a new chapter in this organization's storied legacy, and it's proven without a doubt that the National Guard is a full and equal partner with our active duty counterparts. Tough, reliable, capable, resilient, adaptable, and above all, ready when called, we have fulfilled our statutory and constitutional responsibilities to help defend the nation and to provide the governor with a state emergency response force for approximately one-third the cost of our active duty soldiers or airmen, making the National Guard truly the best value for America. The most logical option for this nation to preserve its military capability and capacity in depths and time of fiscal constraint is through continued reliance of the National Guard. The demand for National Guard forces over the past two decades has required almost continuous use of Iowa soldiers and airmen in order to execute in our nation's defense and meet the operational requirements of our armed forces, and this year is no exception. During this past year, Iowa National Guard played a crucial role in overseas operations. Approximately 180 Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen deployed in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. And I'm happy to report, with the exception of that number, the rest of our soldiers and airmen were home for the holidays. Today, we have approximately 260 soldiers and airmen currently deployed, which is among Iowa's lowest number of deployed service members that we've had since the start of Operation Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. Over this past year, we mobilized soldiers and airmen for overseas contingency operations in Kosovo, Afghanistan, Qatar, Honduras, and Kuwait. As part of these deployments, approximately 50 soldiers from Company C, 2nd of the 211th Medevac, General Support Aviation Battalion, based in Waterloo, were mobilized in July. These soldiers are supporting Operation Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan with aerial medical capabilities, providing rapid evacuation and medical treatment for our wounded and injured coalition personnel. The 1034th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion from Camp Dodge deployed 60 soldiers in August to Afghanistan, where they are providing aerial logistics support for all types of military units. Recently, the 186th MP Battalion, Police Company, deployed 40 soldiers to Honduras as part of Joint Task Force Bravo, where they provide security and law enforcement support for the Southern Command operations. The 132nd Fighter Wing in Des Moines experienced a very busy 2012 year, supporting overseas combat operations on its 10th overseas deployment since 1996. The unit deployed 300 airmen to Afghanistan last winter in support of the Air Expeditionary Force rotation, and they returned this last April to Iowa. In Sioux City, 360 airmen of the 185th Air Refueling Wing deployed around the globe in 2012 in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, providing and executing aerial medical evacuations of our wounded and injured warriors from Afghanistan back to Germany and to the United States, and also conducting refueling operations and missions overseas. And just this past Monday, approximately 100 soldiers from the 833rd Engineer Company in Ottumwa said goodbye to their families, friends, and communities for a year-long deployment to Afghanistan. This is the 833rd's third combat deployment since 9/11. While we're grateful that so many of our Iowa National Guard soldiers and airmen have returned home after a busy year of deployments, we must not forget about those that are still recovering from their wounds, injuries, and illness that are related to these mobilizations. Over the past year, more than 130 of our wounded, injured, and ill warriors have received medical care, either around here in medical treatment facilities in the United States or from healthcare providers in our local communities. Today, I am proud to say that we continue to make great progress, with only 14 soldiers still receiving treatment at medical facilities. However, for me, these deployments are truly not over until each and every one of our wounded warriors are home with their families. Last year, President Obama announced his intentions that the United States military would begin withdrawing out of Afghanistan by the close of 2014, while transitioning the combat mission back to Afghanistan's government and their military. Since this announcement, the demand for forces in the Iowa National Guard has begun to decline. We are now at a point where our current and projected demands for Army and Air Force assets for overseas Operation Enduring Freedom will decrease over the next several years. As evidence of this drawdown, we currently just have one Iowa National Guard unit that has received notification for deployment to Afghanistan next year. But regardless of the drawdown in Afghanistan or the global security requirements, U.S. interests will ultimately dictate our future force requirements, whether for operational missions, peacekeeping responsibilities, or support to regionally aligned forces around the world. I would anticipate that the Iowa National Guard will continue in some form of a limited engagement. We'll see a limited engagement for the foreseeable future. In addition to the drawdown of forces, we are working the looming federal budget challenges, and the military drawdown associated with the potential sequestration and budget shortfalls. It is anticipated that the budget reductions will significantly impact the military now and for the future. However, with all of these challenges, we're very fortunate to have a voice with the Department of Defense on these matters. Governor Terry Branstad currently serves as the co-chair of the President's Council of Governors in the Department of Defense. This council provides a forum for governors to discuss matters of mutual interest with the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and other federal agencies, including issues associated with the federal budget, the National Guard, Homeland Security, Homeland Defense, and civil support activities. Through this council, Governor Branstad was able to strengthen the voice of all 50 states and their respective governors on Department of Defense issues that affected the National Guard, in particular, the Iowa National Guard's 132nd Fighter Wing in Des Moines. The governor, while serving in his capacity on the Council of Governors, worked tirelessly with the National Governors Association, all governors and their adjutant generals, and the Iowa Congressional Delegation in order to minimize the disproportionate 59% cuts placed on the Air National Guard for fiscal year 2013. Through his leadership efforts, we were successful in minimizing the impact on the proposed missions and personnel cuts to the 132nd. Significant to these efforts was the opportunity for the 132nd Fighter Wing to pick up three enduring replacement missions for the loss of the F-16 fighter mission. The 132nd Fighter Wing will transition from the F-16 fighter aircraft into three new missions: a reconnaissance group, which includes a remote pilot aircraft squadron, an intelligence group, and a cybersecurity mission. Out of the nearly 400 personnel positions that were subject to elimination last February at the 132nd, these three new missions will allow us to keep approximately 970 personnel at the Des Moines Air Base, which is a loss of only 32 positions, which will be managed through retirements, transfers, and relocations to other units. Another way that we're supporting and adapting to the changing and global and operational environment is through the National Guard State Partnership Program, or SPP. The Iowa National Guard State Partnership Program with Kosovo continues to make great progress since its inception in March of 2011. The current focus of our program is on non-commissioned officer and officer development activities, as well as cooperative initiatives in the disaster response and emergency management areas. Partnering with Kosovo is a natural fit for Iowa National Guard and for the state of Iowa. Last year, Kosovo's President Yayega made her first ever visit to Iowa for Kosovo's head of state and met with Iowa leaders from across the public and private sectors. We have taken a vision of a whole of Iowa, whole of Kosovo approach and the relationship, and in that we have conducted over 30 events and engagements between Iowa and the Kosovo Security Forces, the Kosovo Ministry of Defense, business, agriculture, health, and education over the past 2 years. One of our near-term goals with our partnership is to establish a sister city relationship with the Kosovo community. Our first sister city effort is between the city of Johnston and Peja, Kosovo. We are in the process of finalizing the agreement and will be signing the proclamation between the two cities in the near future. Today, I am honored to introduce the Kosovo Ministry of Defense, Minister Cheko, and Kosovo Security Force Land Forces Commander, Major General Rama, who are with us this morning as my honored guests. Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in giving our guests from Kosovo a warm Iowa welcome. I ask these gentlemen to join us today to help highlight this critical, important relationship between Kosovo and Iowa, to observe the legislative process, and to meet some of our key leaders. We are honored to partner with Kosovo, and we look forward to a strong and productive relationship in the years ahead. Another critical partner for the Iowa National Guard is right here with our civilian employers. As nearly 80% of our soldiers and airmen serve part-time in the Iowa National Guard and full-time with the Iowa businesses and government entities, finding quality jobs with employers that understand and appreciate military service is key to the continued service and well-being of our men and women and their families. Most of our men and women come back from deployments, and they return to what they were doing before they left. They pursue new opportunities. Some members have been unemployed or underemployed before deploying or return to find that their positions were eliminated due to the economic turndown. Others simply may just want a new challenge after the deployment experience that they've recently had. However, some find this transition very difficult. Whatever the reason, nearly 28% of our returning warriors were looking for employment at the end of 2011. And we had a solemn obligation to help them. So through a cooperative effort between the employer support of the Guard and Reserve, the Iowa National Guard's Job Connections Program, the Iowa Workforce Development, the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, the U.S. Department of Labor, the Principal Financial Group, and the Greater Des Moines Partnership, we actively work to assist our soldiers and airmen and their spouses to find gainful employment. And we reduced that number of employment from 28% to less than 6% today. One of the reasons for this great success in finding quality jobs is through the Job Connections Education Program, or JSEP. Iowa is the second state nationally selected to participate in the National Guard Bureau's pilot program. Since November of 2011, over 150 of our National Guard members or their spouses have found employment with civilian employers through JSEP. And additionally, tangible evidence of Iowa's employer support is through the Secretary of Defense Employer Support Freedom Award, which is awarded annually to the top 15 employers nationally for their support of the National Guard and Reserve members. This past year, the Nyemaster Good Law Firm from Des Moines was selected for this prestigious award. Since 2007, Iowa employers have won this distinguished award, this national award, three times, including back-to-back in 2011 in 2012. This is a tremendous testament to the patriotism and support for the reserve component military members and their families in Iowa. Another reason that we've been able to maintain our position as a national leader in readiness among our fellow states is because of the Iowa National Guard's Education Assistance Program, or NEGAP, a program which is funded in its entirety by the state of Iowa. This critical recruiting and retention tool helps ensure our readiness and provides invaluable benefits to our soldiers and airmen. This year, more than 1,400 of our members received 100% paid tuition at the state's regents rate to attend Iowa colleges, universities, and community colleges through this program, keeping our young people here in the state and providing them with a high-quality Iowa education. And the Iowa National Guard is doing our part to stimulate the economy of Iowa. This year, the Iowa National Guard brought in more than $370 million of federal funding into the state, which is more than 97% of our department's budget. Our soldiers and airmen pay more in state property, payroll, and sales tax than what the state provides in the state funding to the Iowa National Guard. Also, this past year, the Iowa Army Air National Guard executed nearly $16 million in federal funds for our construction and capital projects program. We completed new construction and renovations and additions in Miller Armory and at the United States Property and Fiscal Office on Camp Dodge, the Davenport Army Aviation Support Facility, the Fairfield Field Maintenance Shop, in the Iowa Falls and Shenandoah Armories. We currently have renovated, we have renovation and construction projects underway at the Council Bluffs and Dubuque Armories. On Camp Dodge, we are consolidating the Iowa Department of Veterans Affairs, the Military Records Center, and the State Fiscal Office activities into one updated facility. By arraying these services under one roof, the Iowa National Guard members, our veterans, and our military retirees will see an improved veteran services while Iowa taxpayers receive a greater value through more efficient use of existing infrastructure and resources. 2012 has been a relatively quiet year for our emergency response operations, particularly after the longest continuous domestic operations, response operations the Iowa National Guard performed along the Mississippi River from May to September of 2011. So we used this time we had available to plan, prepare, and exercise for potential disaster response support on a variety of scenarios. And the training paid off. During the recent December blizzard, we mobilized 80 guardsmen to conduct highway assistance team missions and partnered with the Iowa Department of Transportation and Public Safety. And we provided assistance to stranded motorists during the blizzard. These assistance teams rescued nearly a dozen travelers from hazardous situations and transported them to safety, including responding to and assisting with a 2-fatality 25-car pileup on Interstate 35 south of Dalles, Iowa. And last week, we just finished supporting the 2013 presidential inauguration event in Washington, D.C., by sending approximately 120 members of the 1133rd Transportation Company in Mason City, Iowa, and the 185th Air Refueling Wing in Sioux City, and various other Iowa units in support of the inauguration event. The additional time that we have gained over this last year from quieter than normal combat, peacekeeping, and domestic operations has allowed our organization to refocus our organizational readiness, which drives everything we do. We'd like to share some of those results of our efforts. First of all, your Iowa National Guard is a national leader in personal strength maintenance and management, recruiting and retention. Both the Iowa Air and Army National Guard began fiscal year 2012 with more than 100% of our authorized strength. We've been at or above 100% strength for more than 10 years in a row, which is a significant accomplishment considering all that we've done since 9/11 with an all-volunteer force. We are in the top echelon of the National Guard for the quality of recruits coming into the National Guard for 2012. More than 20% of our basic training, advanced individual training, or technical school graduates are either honored or distinguished graduates on the Commandant's List or in the top 10% of their military schools. And these efforts have not gone unnoticed by the United States Department of Defense and other military organizations. Iowa units have received several significant awards in 2012. The 132nd Fighter Wing and the 133rd Test Squadron both won the 2012 Air Force Outstanding Unit Award, the 10th time for the 132nd and the 6th time for the 133rd. The 132nd Fighter Wing received the 2012 National Guard Association of the United States Major General John J. Pesk Flight Safety Trophy, which is awarded annually to the two Air National Guard wings nationally with the highest standard for flight safety. Additionally, the 132nd's Logistics Readiness Squadron won the 2012 Air National Guard Base Logistics Activity of the Year Award. The 2nd Brigade Combat Team that returned home last year from Afghanistan won the Citizens Patriot Unit Award. It's a national award given by the Reserve Forces Policy Board to only one unit nationally for its substantial contribution to the security posture of the United States. And Headquarters Company, 1034th Combat Sustainment Support Battalion, which is currently deployed to Afghanistan, won the Eisenhower Trophy, given annually to an Army National Guard unit in each state, rated the most outstanding during 2012. Now, while we're humbled by these prestigious awards presented for excellence across the organization, We're also extremely proud of the way in which we've been able to honor and remember the Iowans who have selflessly served our state and nation. It is projected that Iowa will lose approximately 6,000 of its veterans in this calendar year. In order to meet the increasing demand for military funeral honors, the Iowa National Guard has partnered with Iowa Veterans Service Organizations to provide each eligible veteran and their family with richly deserved military funeral honors. Since 2000, the Iowa National Guard's Military Funeral Honor Program has been rendering professional military funeral honors in accordance with service tradition to all eligible veterans when requested by an authorized family member. This past year, our Military Funeral Honors Program supported nearly 1,600 Iowa funerals. And we've also been so fortunate to be able to also honor Iowa's living veterans. Last year, through a partnership with the Iowa Gold Star Military Museum and the U.S. Department of Defense, more than 3,200 of Iowa's Korean Era War veterans and their families were recognized and presented certificates of appreciation for their honorable service at a ceremony commemorating the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. What a fitting and long overdue tribute to these tremendous veterans. This year is the continuation of the 150th anniversary of the Civil War and the 50th anniversary and the start of the Vietnam War. The Iowa National Guard will participate in both anniversary events over the next 2 years. In an effort to assist a grateful nation in thanking and honoring our Vietnam veterans and their families, the Iowa National Guard has signed on to the Vietnam National Commemorative Partner Program. And through this program, the Iowa National Guard will plan and conduct events and activities that will recognize the service, the valor, and the sacrifice of Iowa veterans and their families. There's another group of great Americans that serve our state and nation every day, but they're often forgotten. And these are the children of our military members who are affected by the multiple deployments and the absence of their parents during a critical time in their lives. For most, this includes repetitive separation from parents and other loved ones. And for many, it includes living the new normal necessitated by combat wounds, injuries, illness, and loss. These children reside in nearly every community in the state of Iowa. A critical tool to reaching out to our military children is the Military Child Education Coalition, or MSEC, a program funded by the United States Department of Defense. Over the last 4 years, MSEC has trained 530 Iowa education professionals and military family readiness personnel how to understand and support our military-connected children. By virtue of the exceptional participation by Iowans in this program, the Iowa National Guard is a national leader in the MSEC program. In an effort to elevate the awareness of these challenges, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds hosted the Military Child Education Coalition Public Engagement Seminar in October with our Iowa education and community leaders. The goal of the seminar was to bring together the different sectors within the Iowa education communities to identify capabilities, synchronize existing resources and programs, and to develop a plan for military children living in these times of uncertainty. As I come to a close, I hope that I've left you confident that the Iowa National Guard is in good hands and it's moving in the spirit of one. We've executed every mission assigned. We've served our state here at home, and we've deployed whenever needed in a moment's notice. And as the challenges of the last 10 years fade, we will face new challenges together. Budget constraints, shifting priorities will impact on how we operate, how we're organized, and what we're asked to do in the years ahead. But despite these challenges and changes, the Iowa National Guard will remain mission-focused and warrior-ready. This team will continue to take care of our soldiers, our airmen, their families, and our employers as we continue to serve so proudly as your hometown military. And we're so grateful for the continued support that we receive from the Iowa General Assembly and from the citizens of Iowa. On behalf of the men and women and their families, thank you for the opportunity to provide you with an update and an assessment of the Iowa National Guard. Your Iowa National Guard is truly making a difference every single day. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.